just because you don't have a focus of exact function you want, because you love to work with people you like, and you're very cultural. I think a lot of us are very culturally sensitive to environments that are good for us or not good for us. For your current company, all you really can do is change it around. Don't make it like, I have to find a function and then I'll go sell it, because that's like a hard push. And you got to convince yourself first and then convince them, and you got to make sure that you got the right skills. Do it the opposite way. Go and find people you like, you think you like working with. You think they have a microculture. Every company has microcultures. The microculture that supports your success or supports people's success. And then go talk to them and find out what issues they're facing.
Right.
And then brainstorm how you can help. So instead of say a lot of things and say, is there a good fit? That puts the onus on them.
Right.
If you go out there and say, hey, I want to find out about your department, what you're doing, what are your challenges, what are your objectives?
Yep.
I just want to network a little bit. Don't even worry about necessarily moving to their department, but just listen. And what you want to listen for is ask kind of what are some things that you're struggling in fixing right now. And they may tell you stuff about, oh, you know, it's cross-functional coordination that we don't have a group and da-da-da-da-da. They can tell you, and you want to get to the level that will tell you those kind of things, but through kind of a personal relationship and talk. Because then when you listen for that, you can brainstorm a tailored solution of how you can fit. Because then it's about, you don't have to sell them anything. You said, hey, I heard this. Here are two ideas of how it can help. And sometimes it might be you, sometimes it may be
somebody
not.
Else. Or
just
something
like,
else.
Just like you propose to other people, hey, I see a gap. Here's how you plug it. And guess what? The first thing they think, huh, maybe she should be the one to help me. It's natural,
right?
I think go with a, how can I help you solve a problem that you may have, and see if you can find a few problems out there that's interesting to solve. Then instead of brainstorming in a vacuum, what function should I be in? What function should I be in? How do I sell it? There are problems that exist today. If you can find something that you love, that you think you can help with, and they don't have a good idea or they are struggling still, then you have a case.
That is brilliant. That is brilliant, because I have been boxing myself into, what is the function? What do I do? What is that role? What is the subject matter expertise? I'm kind of putting it backwards versus trying to figure it out.
Many people do. Many people do. And I think that the folks that have a focus and know they're online marketing folks or they're product management, yes, they know it already. That's all they do. But I think there's an advantage of having more broader skills than one function. And instead of making that advantage your weakness, this approach will make that your strength.
Yeah.
Because then you're listening for the business problem. We're there to solve using people leading teams, coordinating
teams,
across.
Yes.
And coming up with a program that they may have never thought of.
I love it. The way you actually just said leading teams, coordinating across functions. These are core strengths that I
know you have it. I know you have it.
But the way you phrased it versus logistician.
These certain terms definitely trigger certain reputation.
Yeah.
You don't want to use the term support, logistics. They do sound very manually. And manually support staff intensive, right? And, you know, that's a whole different conversation about how to build your reputation. But I think that's a way for people like us who have a lot of different skill sets, who actually probably just prefer to work with people that empowers them, but don't have and make it a strength that you don't have a particular, I have to be a product manager, or I have to be this or not. And that's, then you actually open up yourself to more than one opportunity potentially at Broadcore.
Wow. I love that. Leave that out. Thank you so much.